With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More than 350,000 utility customers still without power across parts of California and Washington state as the Pacific Northwest is pounded by a powerful and deadly storm known as a bomb cyclone.
We have a lot of road closures, especially on the arterial streets.
That's Maddie Christel with the National Weather Service in Washington.
With big trees down, we've seen some in the Bellevue area east of Seattle that it almost looked like really big old growth trees came down with this. And those are, you know, some of the more well-established trees here.
Down trees killed at least two people. The Weather Prediction Center issued excessive rainfall risks through Friday. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Trump team fighting hard to win Senate confirmation of President-elect Trump's nominees. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance accompanied Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz to meetings yesterday with Republican senators, some of whom have been reluctant to support Gaetz. South Carolina GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace facing sharp criticism for fighting to ban men who identify as women from using women's restrooms on Capitol Hill.
Mace said she had plans to put the bill on the 119th Congress rules package or bring it to the floor as a standalone rule. She began flagging the issue with fellow Congress members after Representative-elect Sarah McBride of Delaware became the first openly transgender person elected to Congress. When House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries shared that he opposed a resolution, Mace called him and others that disagree bullies who would not force her into submission. Mace said her concerns over who can access single-sex facilities stems from being a survivor of assault. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also on SRNNews.com, Ukraine says Russia has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile targeting east-central Ukraine. If true, it's the first time Moscow has deployed a nuclear-capable ICBM in the war. Dow futures up 64 points. SRN News. Christmas stamps are out.
And once again, the Postal Service has opted to make reference to the real reason for the season. Amongst its 2024 Christmas offerings is a stamp depicting the infant Jesus in the arms of his mother. It is a copy of a Madonna and Child painting rendered in the 1600s by Italian artist Giovanni Battista Salvi and is currently held by the St. Louis Art Museum. Postal Service spokesman Sheila Holman says the stamp is, quote, a beautiful reminder of the season's roots. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is hoping that President Trump's State Department will place Nigeria and India on its countries of particular concern list. Nations on that list are accused of gross human rights violations, in particular persecution of Christians and other minorities. An ICC spokesman says the U.S. has an opportunity to help end the mass genocide of Christians in Nigeria and pressure India to eradicate its blasphemy laws. This is SRN News. One of the big three automakers tightening its belt.
Ford is cutting thousands of jobs overseas. Among the reasons, weaker than expected sales of electric vehicles. There's also pressure for more competition, and there are those headwinds from the economy. Ford will cut 4,000 jobs in Europe and the UK by the end of 2027. Ford is headquartered in Dearborn, Michigan. In a statement, the company says the auto industry is in a period of disruption as it shifts to EVs. I'm Rita Foley.
The Justice Department in an antitrust case is asking a federal judge to force Google to sell off its industry-leading Chrome web browser. Regulators also want to ban Google from forging multi-billion dollar deals to lock in its dominant search engine as the default option on Apple's iPhone and other devices. Court found that Google had maintained a monopoly over the past decade. More details at srnnews.com.